हेलो स्टूडेंट्स, दिस इज मॉड्यूल 2, लेसन 2, द एडवेंचर्स ऑफ टोटो. मॉड्यूल 2 वेलकम टू नो अबाउट पेज नंबर 8, द नेक्स्ट 3 पैराग्राफ्स. पार्ट ऑफ द लेसन ही इज क्लेवर, सेड ग्रैंडपा. गिवन टाइम आई एम श्योर ही कुड हैव टाइड द torn pieces of your blazer into a rope and made his escape from the window. So, Grandpa expressed his happiness. We come to know in the first module that when Toto was brought from Tonga driver at home, he was kept secret and he was kept in the author's bedroom. Early in the morning, they came to know that Arthur's blazer was in shreds. Arthur was a little bit worried what grandmother would say. On the contrary, Grandpa was a little bit happy. Grandpa didn't worry. Rather, he seemed pleased with Toto's performance. Which performance? Toto torn the blazer of the author. He was little bit pleased. Grandpa said that he is very clever. In given time, I am sure he could have tied the torn pieces of your blazer into a rope and made his escape from the window. Means that Grandpa wanted to say that, okay, he had torn the blazer into pieces. But if the Toto is given more time, what he could do? He could make a rope with the blazer and he could escape from the window of the room. We come to know that Grandpa's remark was very positive in this regard. Let's see what happens ahead. His presence in the house is still a secret. Toto was now transferred to a big cage in the servants' quarter where a number of grandpa's pets lived very sociably together. Still, Grandpa and Arthur didn't let anyone come to know that Toto monkey is there in the bedroom. Now, at last, they decided to transfer him in a big cage in the servants' quarter in Grandpa's private zoo, where the other animals and other birds were living sociably together. Means that living happily together, although there were different species. One was bird, another was tortoise, another squirrel, rabbits, different kinds of animals were there. But in the different circumstances, adjusting with one another, they were living happily, assisting each other in the different regards and helping each other. The animals which were there in the grandpa's private zoo are a tortoise, a pair of rabbits, a tame squirrel, and for a while, My pet got, it means that right author's pet got. But what happened? Students, do you think so that Toto would allow all the other animals to live happily there in the private zoo of Grandpa? No. Monkey wouldn't allow any of his companions to sleep at night. He did not allow any of the animals in the private zoo of the grandpa to live happily, especially in that night, in the first night in the servant's quarter. He did not allow anyone to sleep. So happened. So grandpa was not happy at all after the first night. So grandpa who had to leave next day to Dehradun to collect his pension in Saharanpur, decided to take him along. At last, means that grandpa was not happy. So, as he had a plan to collect his pension in Saharanpur, and after Saharanpur he wanted to go to Dehradun. So he decided that he would take Toto along. Then let's see what happens. Writer says that, unfortunately, I could not accompany grandpa on that trip, but he told me about it afterwards. Writer says that he could not accompany his grandpa trip to Saharanpur, but his grandpa told him that whatever happens there, I would explain and I would tell you everything. So now it was decided. Toto was to be carried. Now the big question was that how Toto was to be carried to Saharanpur, because Saharanpur was away and grandpa had to go in the train, and in the train if he was taken, he was carried, he would irritate all the passengers in the train. So a plan was made. What was the plan? Let's see. A big black canvas kit bag was provided for Toto. Means that a big black canvas kit bag was managed. This with some straw at the bottom. Straw at the bottom means that for the inhaling and exhaling, so that Toto could breathe and exhale from that little straw. You know, straws, especially such kind of straws, are used especially during the scuba diving. When a diver dives into a river or into sea, especially into river, for be there inside the water for a little while, so they use such kind of straws. Okay, nowadays we have artificial straws. So that straw was managed. Such kind of straw was managed, and that straw or that place became his new abode. Abode means a place where someone lives. So decided that Toto was to be carried in a big black canvas kit bag. When the bag was closed, there was no escape for Toto. The bag was completely closed from all the sides. Toto could not get his hands through the opening, and the canvas was too strong to him to bite his way through. Now, Toto was completely filled inside the black kit canvas bag. Completely. Toto had no chance to take his hands out. And the canvas bag was too strong enough for him. If Toto tried to bite the bag, but it was too strong. Then his efforts to get out only had the effect of making the bag roll about on the floor or occasionally jump into the air. Toto may have come out, but what he had to do? He had to make strong efforts to come out. And there was no doubt Toto was making effort. As you know that Toto was a mischievous monkey. So occasionally he was trying to jump out, trying to extend his hands, trying to extend his legs. So as he was making efforts inside the bag, what happened inside the train? The bag started to roll. The bag started to roll inside the train. An exhibition that attracted a curious crowd of onlookers on the Dehradun railway platform. As grandpa was standing on the railway station platform, onlookers, passerbys, number of people started to look why the bag was moving here and there. So number of people on the railway station started to have a curious look on the bag on the Dehradun railway platform. Toto remained in the bag as far as Saharanpur, but while Grandpa was producing his ticket at the railway turnstile, Toto suddenly poked his head out of the bag and gave the ticket collector a wide grin. So what these lines are explaining? Toto had been in the bag as far as Saharanpur came, but while Grandpa was producing, you know that when we are in train, ticket collector comes, ticket collector checks the ticket of every person in the train. He ensures that yes, every passenger is an authentic person. So in the same way, Grandpa was also supposed to produce his ticket to show his ticket to the ticket collector that I also have purchased ticket. So Grandpa was producing his ticket at the railway turnstile. Look the meaning of turnstile on page number 11 in the glossary. It means a mechanical gate consisting of revolving horizontal arms fixed to a vertical post, allowing only one person at a time to pass through. Students, you must have seen this mechanical gate, especially on the entrance of the gardens and some public places where you are prevented or you are not allowed to take your bike, your bicycle, four-wheeler or any vehicle inside the garden. And at a time only one person can move in. You know that it's a roundabout gate is there. So it is called turnstile. So on the railway station, when Grandpa was producing ticket to the ticket collector, and suddenly Toto came out of the bag, his head came out of the bag and he gave a wide grin to the ticket collector. What does grin mean? Grin means a smile, broad smile, can be result of happy expression or maybe the result of embarrassment. In this situation, it was the situation of embarrassment. The poor man, it means the ticket collector we are talking about. The poor man was taken aback, but with great presence of mind and much to Grandpa's annoyance, he said, "Sir, you have a dog with you. You will have to pay for it accordingly, sir." So, as soon as the ticket collector saw the face of the monkey, the ticket collector presumed that instead of monkey, he said that it's a dog. And he asked, the ticket collector asked to Grandpa that you have to pay fare for the dog accordingly. Now, let's see what happens. Grandpa said that. Then so this is the explanation of page number 8 and 3.5 paragraphs. Students, please read accordingly. There are difficult words which I am mentioning here on this particular page. T-A-M-E, tame. Tame means pet, means that to domesticate the animals. Means that there are animals which we keep at home, like dog, cat and some other animals we keep at home. So they are called pet animals or tame animals. Unfortunate, it means bad luck. Then canvas,
thick cloth. Thick cloth, you know, canvas. Especially it is used by the tailor in our shirt, in the collar and in the wrist. Aboard a home, occasionally, happening now and then. Curious, very excited. Pock, to take out. Grin means a kind of smile while you show your teeth also. These are some difficult words in these particular paragraphs. Students, read them, practice them. Practice is very, very important. Reading is very, very important. Practice makes a man perfect. Students, in module 2, in worksheet is also given in the PPT at the end on page number 11 and 12, questions and answers given, and then some practice questions also given. Some questions I have prepared for you. First question, who said the following lines? He is clever, I am sure. He could have tied the torn pieces of your blazer into a rope and made his escape from the window and when? Answer, Grandpa expressed these lines when he saw Arthur's blazer was torn or was in shred. Second question, after blazer tearing mischief, where Toto was transferred? After this mischief, Toto was now transferred to a big cage in the servant's quarter in Grandpa's private zoo. Which were the other animals living in servant's quarter? The other animals were tortoise, a pair of rabbits, a tame squirrel, and for a while, Arthur's pet goat also. Next question. Where had Grandpa to go next day and for what purpose? The next day, Grandpa had to leave for Dehradun to collect his pension. And he had to collect his pension in Saharanpur. Did the author also go to Saharanpur? No, unfortunately, author could not accompany Grandpa to Saharanpur. The reason is not mentioned here in the chapter why author could not go to Saharanpur along with Grandpa. What was provided to carry Toto to Saharanpur? A big black canvas kit bag was provided for Toto to carry Saharanpur. And these are the practice questions, students. You must attend, please. Question first, explain the qualities of the bag in which Toto was carried to Saharanpur. Question 2, what happened when Grandpa was producing his ticket at the railway turnstile? Third, who said, Sir, you have a dog with you? Next question, what did Toto do at last when Toto came out of the bag? Last question, how the other animals were living in servant's quarter? So students, read number of times and practice, because practice makes a man perfect. Okay students, thank you. We'll meet in the third module.